only to WIC funds and family planning.
You mentioned that you're working with the schools. Do you see much of an outbreak in the schools?
So what we are seeing is when we do have a case, they usually result in numerous quarantines. And so they are, those are high priority for us. We do try to get to those individuals as quickly as possible. And so one case can actually result in dozens and dozens of people being quarantined.
When you said there's 1,127 cases and you said there's 265 under investigation, does that mean the 11, because, you know, as you know, over the time we've had customers question why the state and your numbers don't agree. Is that the difference, or is 1,127, does that agree with the state numbers now?
So it can be a number of things. So with the way the, when the labs come in, some of our local partners will send them to us at the same time they send them to the state. Many other organizations will send them to the state before they send them to us. So the state oftentimes has our numbers before we do. However, when the state then sends us a lab, and we take the time to make sure that, number one, that is a Taney County resident, and that it's not a duplicate. And so we can confirm that there are 813 positive cases, that we do have been able to confirm these are not duplicate people. They are Taney County residents. An additional 265, we're still trying to verify that. Or sometimes those cases are out with Cox Hospital or the Department of Health and Senior Services, and we haven't been able to reconcile them yet. And that's often the situation on those. Did that answer your question?
I think if I'm hearing it right, the 1127 maybe is not necessarily Taney cases in Taney County.
So the
I think the more accurate number is 813 confirmed cases.
That's what I see.
We can assure you that there's 813.
Yes.
We are, that 265 are cases that we are just waiting to verify.
Mm-hmm.
And, that comes up to about 1180-ish.
Yeah. So the 25 to 30 daily are confirmed cases then?
So we're getting 25 to 30 daily labs that we are then investigating. So every day we are getting notified of 25 to 30 new cases in our county, and then those 25 to 30 go into that 265 number.
Okay.
That we then verify our residents, not duplicates, because we are starting to see some duplicate labs. So we want to make sure we're not double counting.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Now, has that gone up since last week?
The 25 to 30 has gone up.
I was like, because I think it was, wasn't 11 that was reported on your website?
11 per day?
I think is what was reported on your website.
I don't know what was on our website. I apologize. That number has increased. We did see a dip where we were only seeing, 10 or less a day. When school started back up and, all the activities started back up, we have started to see that pick back up, so which was expected.
That's why I was kind of questioning that 25-30, if that was because last week when I checked, we were dropping lower.
We were.
And I was told in the Forsyth area that we were not having any reported recently.
I'm not prepared to answer that.
Okay, maybe I shouldn't have asked that.
Yeah, no, that's okay. I would want to actually look at the data before I responded to that. I will say that we had seen the numbers come down. And then, we expected when school started and brought all the children together that we'd start to see it come back up again. And that's what we're seeing. We're seeing a significant number. We're seeing a fair portion of our numbers come in through the school, whether it be teachers or students.
And I'm sorry, the cases per day, those are, you say lab tests?
So we're getting 25 to 30 lab results per day. And so those are the
And
ones
are those positive tested. Lab results, or are those negative, or those don't
We
know?
Don't. Yeah, these are positives.
Those are positive
yes,
lab results?
Okay. Yes. So we're getting, I don't know the number, but we're getting. Mm-hmm. The negatives, the state has changed its reporting system, and so we don't get all of our negative results like we used to. When I'm reporting numbers, I'm only reporting our positives.
And I'm sorry.
That's okay.
So you're saying 25 to 30 positive lab reports per day?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So how has that number hovered around the 800 for the last... That would mean in 4 days you'd have over 100 new cases. and we're not seeing that. So how do you have 25 to 30 positive lab results every day?
Well, this was over the last week. We did see a significant increase in our numbers last week, although most of those are still going to be under investigation because we haven't concluded our investigations. An investigation is going to be considered concluded when we confirm that that's a positive case within the county. We've done our investigation, and we've also done all the contact tracing. So we do have a number that are still in the works, and then we have a number that have gone to the Department of Health and Senior Services and Cass Hospital.
But haven't we been investigating confirmed and investigating cases over 1,000 for the last month?
No.
I was thinking that those reports on, and again, I'm not looking at my the website to find out or previous information, but I was thinking that prior to school even started, we were right at 1,000 cases, if you included the ones that are being investigated.
Sure.
I'm just trying to figure out how the math is.
I love math. I'm just not prepared with a bunch of spreadsheets in order to really drill down on that. I'm happy to do that and send that to you, though.
Did Ms. Marshall not warn you about us?
Well,
when I say us,
That's his humor. So
I asked, what do I need to tell them? And so this is what I was prepared for.
If you are willing, and if it's okay, if you want to send that spreadsheet, then that would be great.
I'll pull some numbers for you, and I'll be able to track that for you. I'd be happy to do that.
That'd be great.
Definitely. And do you want me to send it to all three of you?
You can just send it to Commission, and Nikki will see that everybody.
And you'd like the positive numbers, or which numbers in particular? I want to make sure I get you what you'd like.
Well, if we're going to say 25 to 30 positive cases per day, I'd like to see the
number
the true number of positive cases per day.
Okay.
And then you may not be able to answer this one either. I believe during the last update, was it hepatitis C that there was a concerned outbreak on? Do you know where we're at on that?
I don't. I hear the word hepatitis C come out from time to time, but I'm primarily focused on COVID.
So we needed to put this as a health department COVID update and not a health department update.
I talked about WIC, environmental health and operations.
No, that was of concern. I know last report we got was there were some concerns with that. So
there might be. I don't think we had any in Taney County yet, did we?
I could be wrong on that. That's why I was wanting to.
Okay.
And it was within the homeless population. I think there was another population that there was some concern.
Okay.
So I'm just curious as to where we were at on that.
Yeah. I can't speak to that.
I do know that much of their staff has been devoted to working on the COVID.
Yes.
And that's.
That's where the five inspectors in the field is. Like, I kind of need trumpets behind me. That was. We've been able to return five to the field. So
you've got five out in the field?
We do.
For the environmental side, so they're doing the inspections.
Pardon?
They're doing the inspections for the hotels, restaurants, health inspections.
Okay.
So that's what she's saying. They're able to get back out in the field and do what they originally.
Yeah, okay. So they've been focusing on lodging inspections in order to be able to make that deadline, and it looks like we will be able to make that deadline.
Good.
So. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Do you need me to sign in?
No.
No, you're great.
No, we're not like Cindy Branson.
No. And I'm so sorry. I'm terrible at names. What was your name again?
Catherine Musker.
Catherine, thank you. Have a good day.
I say that because the mayor's here. I'm just teasing him, guys. Don't.
Oh, I didn't even hear what you said.
She asked if she needed to sign in. I said, no, we're not like Cindy Branson.
Agreement for a pneumatic roller number 20-099 Roden Bridge. I have a letter dated September 15, 2020 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott. He's reviewed the above reference agreement binding between G.W. Van Keppel Company and Taney County. The agreement is to purchase a pneumatic roller for a contract price of $78,489. This purchase is made pursuant to a cooperative purchasing agreement, Sourcewell contract number 032119-BAI. He approves the agreement as to form.
Is this the one that we rented and then?
Yes, and I had one on order. Okay. And we'll be taking the rented one back tomorrow and picking this one up.
So we're making it in our 30-day time limit. Yep. That's very good.
Move to approve the agreement for a pneumatic tire roller by and between Taney County and G.W. Van Keppel Company.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Material bid recommendations for Dalton Road Bridge.
Jason Sibbles, Gray River Engineering. Last week we bid the materials for the Dalton Road Bridge. This is going to be the work performed by County Forces. We opened three bid items, the steel beams, the reinforcing steel, and the guardrail. Upon completion of the bid, we have a recommendation here for award. The beams to V-Brock Sales and Service, LLC from Sedalia, Missouri. Total price of $36,690.80. Reinforcing steel to V-Brock Sales and Service, LLC of Sedalia, Missouri. For a price of $22,238.55. And we're going to not accept the bids on the guardrail and have a local contractor or a contractor that Devin has a service agreement with do the guardrailing. The bids came in around $18,500, which was almost the same price as his on-call contractor will install them for. That was just for the material. So we recommend to not award the guardrail, but to award the other two, and then Devin can use his on-call contract for the guardrail. The total amount of award that we recommend is $58,929.35. And delivery of the materials would be in the mid-November timeline is what they're looking at right now for the rolling of the steel beams themselves. Those will be rolled, I think they're rolled out of Arkansas. Typically, that's where most all the steel from around here comes as far as steel beams go. And they're on schedule for November. Do you have any questions?
Do you have a bid number or bid sheet, or do we have any?
I'll send you guys a copy of the bid tab itself, and I'll email that over.
Do you have one that we can look at now?
Bid number.
Devin, do you have one for us to look at?
No, they took care of all.
Yeah, we did a materials bid to cut down on people coming to the courthouse. We did a materials bid there in our office. We had two bidders show up, and I'll send a copy of it over and get it electronically.
We just normally, you know, have a sheet showing us what's.
Yeah, so I apologize for that. I will get that sent over.
Is you had two? Is V-Brock and who else?
DeLong.
Did they come in higher?
They came in higher.
Okay.
They came in higher on the beams. They came in higher on the reinforcing steel. They came in about $13,000 higher on the beams. Okay. They came in higher on the reinforcing steel, and they elected not to bid the guardrail at all.
Same specs?
Same specs, same bridge.
Thank you.
Now, the steel beam package includes all of the reinforcing steel. All of the deck pans, all of the clips, everything needed to put together the bridge itself, except for the overhang forms, which will be removable.
Did you guys get a copy?
Just right now. I think it's the same thing.
And the reason I didn't have the final total on there, I wanted to verify with Devin on, he was getting some prices from his on-call for the guardrail, so we were going to make sure we wanted to go that route before I put that down. So the final award letter from the county, I'll have that ready for next week for you. I'll have it ready by the end of the day today. It'll have the final numbers on that. We just wanted to verify that we could get the guardrail at a better deal.
And he did get back with me. It was late Friday, our guardrail supplier.
Is for reference?